In April, Milwaukee Public Schools will ask voters to approve a property tax referendum for the first time in 26 years. The school board decided last night to ask for $87 million in additional revenue that would allow the district to exceed state-imposed property tax caps. The money would support educational programming, including career and technical education, art, music, and foreign language classes. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has more.
Before the MPS board started its referendum discussion Thursday night, members heard from two Rufus King High School students. The students shared their experiences participating in the school's drumline. Kamora Rowe is the captain.
Drumline leaves you with friends for life and a sense of fulfillment.
The acclaimed music program at King is one example of what MPS leaders hope the referendum could support and expand. Marva Herndon is a school board member.
They're missing art. They're missing librarians. We've got large class sizes. We're lacking social workers, psychologists.
Limited state funding, along with restrictions on raising new revenue through the property tax, have prompted many Wisconsin school districts to seek voter referendums. The MPS board says it's now time for Milwaukee to take that step. The referendum would be phased in over 4 years until it reaches $87 million in 2023. The tax impact, according to officials, would be about $160 each year for every $100,000 of assessed property value. MPS legislative policy manager Chris Thiel emphasized that even though MPS is a high-poverty district with great need, many surrounding districts have higher revenue limits. That means they can raise more money per student in property taxes and general state aid.
All students are not created equal in the state of Wisconsin.
Opponents argue that MPS receives significant funding outside of state revenue limits and that more funding doesn't necessarily lead to better student outcomes. The school board plans to hold meetings in January to better define the educational programs the referendum would support. Voters will decide whether the district makes a convincing case on April 7th. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.